is a very special ordinance, as it demonstrates the fruits of our labor. And it's made doubly special in that we're having it at reunion. The amount of love that you witness at a reunion campground is incomparable. It's hard to measure, and I've witnessed it growing throughout the entire week. So I greet you here, and I thank you for coming into this service so reverently, as we come to bear witness to these young ones who are about to give their lives to the Lord. I've chosen, as a call to worship, the scripture from Matthew, the 3rd chapter, the 40th through 46th verses. This is very familiar to all of you. Thus came John, preaching and baptizing in the river of Jordan, bearing record that he who was coming after him had power to baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. And then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John refused him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and why comest thou to me? And Jesus, answering, said unto him, Suffer me to be baptized of thee, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And John went down into the water and baptized him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and John saw, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Jesus. And lo, he heard a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. I would ask now that we would stand and sing hymn number 202. 202, after which we'll have the prayer of invocation by Elder Ed Turner. Would you stand, please?
Our dear and kind Heavenly Father, it is with great joy that we come to the water's edge, and we see this ordinance before our eyes, and this pattern in which you have placed, in which we might come back into thy presence. And we call upon you now, dear Lord, that your Spirit might ascend and come down from the courts of glory, and that we might be encircled about by your angels, that we might sense your presence, that you might bring ease and peace to those that are gathered round, particularly Arlo. And we pray, dear God, that we would see your hand at work in the lives of these young ones. And Cameron, as she would step forth as well, that we would know with a surety that your love abounds the trials. And as they go forward and take this on in their life, that we would recognize they are already witnessing to all those in attendance. So bless us, we pray, that all that we do in this service would bring you honor and glory, and be done in remembrance of the sacrifice done on our behalf. And we pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We're about to witness two young people doing exactly the same thing that Jesus did when he went to John the Baptist in the Jordan River. Arlo and Cameron, did you go swimming today?
Yeah.
No, you did. Cameron did. Arlo didn't. They've been in the pool. They've been in this very body of water. They came here, and they played, and they frolicked. Yet they were not baptized. What you do now, Arlo and Cameron, is very symbolic of Jesus' death and resurrection. For you, the priesthood man will lower you into the water, and that will be the end of the old you. He will then lift you back up out of the water, and that will be the beginning of the new you. You have been washed clean, and you'll be granted righteousness. Now, righteousness is always going to be available to you, regardless of how many times you succumb to temptation. The Lord will always be there to forgive you. The other thing that you're about to do is make covenant with your Lord. Now, covenants, it's kind of hard to understand for young people, 8-year-old, 10-year-old people. It's kind of hard to understand what a covenant is. And what it is you make a promise to do something. You promise to God that you're going to do something. And he promises in return that he's going to do something for you. Now, the baptismal covenant is very hard to find in the Scriptures. You can't search it under baptismal covenant because it's not listed as baptismal covenant. It's a little difficult to find. The best example that I can find of the baptismal covenant that we make in the waters of baptism is in the book of Alma, the 5th chapter, and it's from the 24th through the 28th verses. It explains the covenant that you're about to make, the promises that you're about to make. It says, "Now I say unto you that you must repent and be born again." Repentance is huge in this ordinance. Repentance is what this ordinance is all about. If you've sinned, it's time to change your ways. This is what's going to happen here tonight. "For the Spirit saith, if ye are not born again, ye cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven." This is that new birth that I spoke of earlier. You go into the water, the old you, and come out of the water, the new you. "Therefore come and be baptized unto repentance, that ye may be washed from your sins, that ye may have faith on the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world." There's that second most important thing. We're going to do repentance and we're going to do faith now. We have to have faith in God. We have to believe that He will do the things that He promises that He will do for you. "Who is mighty to save and to cleanse from all unrighteousness." You'll be washed clean again. "Yea, I say unto you, come and fear not. And lay aside every sin which easily doth beset you, which doth bind you down to destruction." Which easily doth beset you. We all know that, don't we? Sin, temptation, selfishness, it's all part of that scripture right there. "It easily doth beset us. Yea, come and go forth and shew unto your God that ye are willing to repent of your sins, and enter into a covenant with Him." Now this is the covenant part. This is the promise that you make. Okay, this is the baptismal covenant that you make with your Lord and your Savior. "Enter into a covenant with Him to keep His commandments and witness it unto Him this day by going into the waters of baptism." That's your witness. That's why we do this. You're going to walk into this water and be baptized and tell the Lord by doing that that you will keep His commandments, that you will obey Him. And when you fall short, all you have to do is come back to Him and ask Him for His forgiveness. For we're all sinners, but because of baptism, we're forgiven sinners. "And whosoever doeth this and keepeth the commandments of God from thenceforth, the same will remember that I say unto him. Yea, he will remember that I have said unto him." Now this is God's promise back to you. I want both of you to hear this, okay? This is His promise back to you. He says back to you, "He shall have eternal life according to the testimony of the Holy Spirit, which testifieth in me." As you make your covenant with God tonight, may God bless you both as you move forward in your walk with the Lord. Amen. Cameron Vega Marie Williams will now be baptized by Elder Ed Turner. Arlo Brownlee will now be baptized by Elder Eric Baker. As clothes are being changed and we prepare for the confirmation service, we'll be singing a few hymns, as this may take a little bit of time. So we're going to start off by singing hymn number 267. You can remain seated, and we're going to sing hymn 267. Just turn the page to hymn 269. Do 274 next. 274.
Sound the earth all around.
go on over and sing 284. For those of you who don't know, Arlo is going to be confirmed this coming Sunday at the 11 o'clock service at the Buckner congregation by his grandfather, High Priest Paul Shaw, and you're all welcome to attend that service to witness that confirmation. Right now, Cameron Vega Marie Williams will be confirmed by Elders Ed Turner and Eric Baker.
Dear Lord, we bow in reverence here before you now, beholding your majesty and the wonders of creation, even the beautiful sky which we see painted behind us. And Lord, yet, despite all these wonderful things, you look down upon us mere men and women, desiring that you might have fellowship with us, and that you would bring us back into the fold. And so we pray here this evening for our sister Cameron, who has made her covenant here in the waters of baptism, that she will do her best to serve you and to keep your commandments and to do that which is right and to be mindful of you all the days of her life. And we know, Lord, that this is pleasing to you, that one should make such a commitment and a vow here in front of all of these witnesses. And we pray, Father, that as her vessel has been washed clean here in this ordinance, that you might fill her to the brim, that she would receive your Holy Ghost, that it might give her light and life, that it might direct her all of her days and be that which she would find comfort in, even in those times of trial. May this be a witness unto you, Cameron, of the Father's love for you, that He knows you by name, and He has called you that you might be His. And if you will keep His covenants and His commandments and promise to do these things, you will have eternal life. May this blessing be upon you, dear sister. And we praise our Heavenly Father for His heavenly gift and for the sacrifice of His Son, who has made all of these things possible. And we pray it in His name, even Jesus Christ. Amen.
If there are any among you who have not made your covenant with the Lord in the waters of baptism, I invite you to contact a priesthood member as soon as possible to make that covenant. I thank you all for coming tonight. I thank you for the reverence that you've displayed throughout this entire service. We'll close the service with hymn number 71. After which our benediction will be brought by Brother Eric Baker, hymn number 71.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, it has been good to be here this evening that we might witness these acts, these vows that have been taken. And we pray, Father, that your good spirit might be with each of these new members of your church, that they might know you, that they would be drawn to you and to that light which is your spirit, which is truth, which is revelation, that they might know that you are the Almighty God. So We praise your name for attending our service here this evening and for giving us this beautiful setting in order to do so, and pray that you might continue with us in our fellowship here this evening, that you might be with those who depart this place in their travels, that they would have your protection, and that you would be with us here even this evening and on the morrow as we would meet again to worship you. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.